This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the National Conference on Environment 2025 in New Delhi in a short while from now. The two-day event is set to bring together environmental experts, policymakers, and activists to discuss critical environmental issues and formulate actionable solutions. The conference is being organized by the National Green Tribunal. The meet will have four key technical sessions that will address pressing challenges faced by the environment, including climate change, pollution control, biodiversity conservation, and sustainable development. The death toll in Myanmar earthquake reached 694 this morning following a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake on the Richter scale yesterday. A Myanmar military leader was quoted by media saying that at least 694 people have been killed in the tremors, even as a US agency warned that the toll could exceed 10,000. Another earthquake with a magnitude of 4.2 on the Richter scale also hit Myanmar yesterday. Strong tremors were also felt in Thailand, killing at least 10 persons and injuring 9. After the 7.7 magnitude earthquake, Thailand Prime Minister Pettongtarn Shinawa declared Bangkok as an emergency zone. The first tranche of 15 tons of urgent humanitarian aid under Operation Brahma, India's relief operation for earthquake-hit Myanmar, has landed in Yangon today. The Indian Air Force C-130J aircraft, carrying relief materials including tents, blankets, sleeping bags, food packets, hygiene kits, generators, and essential medicines, was dispatched from Hindon Air Force Station following the earthquake. Crucial medical supplies such as paracetamol, antibiotics, syringes, gloves and bandages are also being dispatched to support those affected by the disaster. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar said that a search and rescue team and medical team is also accompanying this flight. In Chhattisgarh, at least 16 Naxalites were killed and two security personnel sustained injuries in an encounter in Sukma district today, police said. The gunfight broke out in the morning hours in a forest under the Keralapal police station area, where a joint team of security personnel was out on an anti-Naxalite operation, an official said. He said personnel from the District Reserve Guard, DRG, and Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, are involved in the operation launched last night based on inputs about the presence of Maoists in the Keralapal area. The official said that bodies of 16 Naxalites have been recovered from the encounter site so far. The operation is still underway. He said two security personnel sustained minor injuries in the action. In Bihar, polling is underway in a peaceful manner for Patna University Students' Union election at 40 different polling booths set up at various college campuses. More than 19,000 voters will decide the fate of 37 candidates contesting for the post of President, Vice President, General Secretary, Joint Secretary and Treasurer for the Central Panel. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Election Officer of Patna University Students' Union, Professor Rajneesh Kumar said, special security arrangements have been made at sensitive booths.
सुरक्षा के मद्देनजर सारी तैयारी पूरी की जा चुकी है जिला प्रशासन का सहयोग मिल रहा है 40 बूथ बनाए गए हैं भिन्न भिन्न कॉलेज में सुरक्षा के लिए हमने हर बूथ पे एक चार की पार्टी और हर प्रेमाइसेस के लिए एक दर्जन फोर्स की व्यवस्था करने के लिए रिक्वेस्ट किया है डीएम महोदय से
U.S. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney held a telephonic conversation amid the ongoing trade war between the two neighbors. Carney, who is currently in the midst of an election campaign, described the call as very constructive, while Trump called it extremely productive. According to the Canadian Prime Minister's office, the two leaders yesterday agreed to begin comprehensive negotiations on a new economic and security relationship. And in the Indian Premier League cricket, Gujarat Titans will clash with Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Both teams are looking to bounce back after losing their opening matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.